introduction.
To our children, Michael and Kaylee, who are the individuals I wanted to be at their age, thank you for teaching and inspiring me every day. To Barbara Duncan for her amazing ability to educate the next group of outliers, for giving me the idea for this book and for editing the first version, and to Brenda Rico and her fifth grade class, whose excitement energized the efforts and inspired the content in this book.
Introduction.
Each of us is created in a unique way. Our personalities are as diverse as the universe itself, yet there is one constant. We can, by using what we have to the fullest, stand out from the crowd. Glenn Van Ekren. I was recently invited to Brenda Rico's class at Findlay Farms School to talk about what it takes to become an outlier. Her students were smart, attentive, and very well-mannered, clearly a group of early outliers. I asked them for some advice on how to get others motivated to read this book. They had some great ideas. Billboards, celebrity endorsements, radio spots, print ads, and social media, to name just a few. As Mrs. Rico pointed out, they were a lot more hip than she and I were at their age. A day after the presentation, I received a copy of a letter from Sophia, one of the students in the class. In it, she wrote, "I am a better version of myself because of your talk." To date, I've received no greater praise or reward after any talk than that one sentence from Sophia. I've often wondered why some young people struggle so much and what makes others, like Sophia, and others in Mrs. Rico's class, ready and able to change the world. Is it simply from parents, friends, and role models along the way? Teachers and mentors provide the education and support, thereby allowing us to look just over the horizon and view potential futures. I still track down some of my former teachers and get great satisfaction out of thanking them. Without their influence, I'd be less educated and less motivated than the person I am today. Parents and siblings offer the unconditional love necessary for us to venture outside our comfort zone, to dare, explore, and risk. Good parents raise children who'll make the world a better place. Friends and classmates afford the encouragement, support, and sometimes labor, allowing us to leverage our vision. My experience in Mrs. Rico's class inspired me to spend some time thinking back to my own pre-college days, particularly after making the trek back to my 35th high school class reunion. Class reunions, no matter how long ago the graduation, are a fantastic opportunity to observe the diversity of paths and outcomes among your former peer group. Some of our class superstars made the post-high school transition without any difficulty. Others struggled for years along their path. 35 years later, a few are still struggling and will probably never become the person they once hoped to be. What makes someone a standout, an outlier? What ingredients make outliers unique? And where can the rest of us find those ingredients? Thus began my search to find that secret sauce, those special ingredients in the recipe, which when combined make an individual an outlier. I'm getting a bit old, at least that's what my kids tell me. Along my journey, I've had some fantastic experiences and met some amazing people who taught me, again and again, that we all have the necessary ingredients to become outliers. We just need to remember them. The people I've met or cared for as a physician have come from all walks of life, from different ethnicities and from varied educational and religious backgrounds. Some have taught me how to conduct myself. Others have taught me exactly how not to conduct myself. I've learned something from each of them and appreciate all the lessons. I was adopted from an orphanage before my memory took hold. My parents were hardworking, loving, strict, and honest. They gave me every opportunity imaginable and supported my older sister and me as best they knew how. The one thing I lacked and would change if I could is that I wasn't fortunate enough to be introduced to a mentor, someone who would have opened doors, kicked me in the rear end, or patted me on the back as necessary. In the Navy, this role is called a sea daddy, someone who takes a less experienced crew member under his or her wing and provides expert tutelage. I take complete responsibility for my lack of a mentor. I simply didn't put myself out there to investigate the possibilities of what a mentor could do to help me. Consequently, I was my own best and worst counsel. Subsequently, I made lots of mistakes along the way. Persevering through these mistakes and reading books, as well as watching others, became my pseudo-mentor. The genesis of this book is to simply remind myself and to tell others what insights a mentor would have shared with me if he or she had the chance. These chapters are by no means industry or school specific, nor are they all inclusive. The stories shared and the insights gained apply to all endeavors, personal, scholastic, and professional. Not all of them will apply to you. Most of them you already know and may just need a simple reminder of.